Sportscast on a podcast. That's what it says in the yearbook. I'm the host, Doug. What in the name of Sugar Lynn Beard is going on with New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels? He had a deal in place to become the Colts' next head coach after the Super Bowl, but then the Eagles happened, and the Patriots made a big pitch to keep McDaniels on as offensive coordinator. He agreed, which meant backing out on the Colts, which meant the worst part was assistants with families were hired already to join him in Indianapolis, and now they're either going to be unemployed or likely unemployed soon. What we don't know is McDaniels' character. He wasn't noble at every turn, which hurt his public image, but lots of coaches go back on their word. It may not be right, but that's how the coaching profession currently operates, even for the very biggest names. We don't know the Patriots' succession plans. It didn't take long for the first theory to come up and get pushed by one really unknowledgeable broadcaster in particular, that McDaniels stayed so he could eventually succeed Bill Belichick. That certainly could happen. But would New England hire an assistant with an 11-17 head coaching record and less than 2 years head coaching experience, less than 2 years with the Broncos, to take over an empire? But would they? We don't know how McDaniels feels about Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett. Some reported the Patriots never were high on Brissett as a quarterback when they traded him, but they did draft him. And he has shown toughness, talent, and leadership as the Colts' replacement starter in a very difficult situation. Now, McDaniels supposedly wanted a star quarterback in place, which didn't help his cause with people like me who want to see coaches win like they do in the movies, by yelling. But we don't know if McDaniels likes or doesn't like Brissett or if he could have coached him into a star. This is the part of the podcast where we normally have a commercial, but we're unsponsored. And seriously, I wouldn't sponsor this podcast. No, really, I really wouldn't sponsor this podcast. This is not a sponsorship. Finally, a movie character named Dominika in the forthcoming movie Red Sparrow. Dominika Sabolkova, the 5'3" pro tennis player called. She's short for a tennis player as far as generating power, but she's successful. Finally, a character to call her own, although there aren't many Dougs in movies either. And the Red Sparrow Dominika is a villain, for better or worse. We think, anyway. We haven't read the book, although there was an earlier Dominika that we forgot about in the show House MD. His quote-unquote wife was named Dominika. That, I think, was in 2011 or 12. So it's been 6 years. Seriously, this is not like one of those trailers which somehow gets leaked. I'm sure the studio would be disappointed if they heard we were actually talking about this. This is not a cynically placed sponsorship. Anyway, did Red Sparrow author James Matthews name Red Sparrow after Sabolkova or Dominika House or neither? We don't know. We do know the author, James Matthews, is a former longtime, for decades, CIA spy. That is true. By the way, the movie, I think, which comes out next month, which we haven't seen, it may be great. This has nothing to do with how good the movie is, but it makes us want to read the book. The book is supposed to be superiorly, is that a word, detailed and awesome, so the movie likely won't be able to do it justice. It's like Friday Night Lights. If you ever get to read that one, the classic about high school football in Texas, the book really was amazing. No one was a stereotype. All of their lives had tremendous detail, which is why no movie could possibly do it justice. You'd have to do what I guess they essentially did. You'd have to do like a 5-season Breaking Bad thing, go into intense detail. Back to McDaniels. We don't know if McDaniels is a good head coach. Some broadcasters said you can't go 6-0 by accident when McDaniels started 6-0 with Denver by beating three good teams. Then they forgot they said anything when he started going 5-17. Now, even at the time, we thought you could start 6-0 by accident, as unlikely as it seems more like you can't go 12-0 by accident. But even though misleading teams usually top out at about 4-0, but we still think you can go 6-0 by accident. We still don't know, though, if McDaniels is a good head coach. In fact, the Colts may have actually benefited from him backing out, even though what few candidates there were already taken when he backed out. We do know what kind of an offensive coordinator McDaniels is. He's been called a fortunate, spoiled, coddled, essentially a trust fund kid who lucked into the job. But that's wrong. Now, sure, McDaniels benefits from coordinating for Tom Brady and for working for Bill Belichick. He benefits from that, yes. But it's not like Brady is always throwing out McDaniels' game plans and freelancing, or Brady's always running for his life to extend terrible plays. And McDaniels' Patriots offenses have never ranked worse than 11th in the league. And that year, by the way, they won the Super Bowl beating the Seahawks. And in fact, they showed steady improvement, just like in the movies, from 11th to 6th to 4th to 1st. And his offense was the unit that played well for most of the Super Bowl this year. Also, seriously, okay, Bill Belichick is human. He isn't perfect. He makes mistakes. But he also doesn't keep people on staff who he thinks are underperforming, and McDaniels has been invited back every year since 2012. We'll know everything else we asked once the books start coming out in 10 or 20 years. Great tackle.